Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System. Christus Spahn Health System is making a multi-million dollar investment in the health of Coastal Bend families with a new shoreline tower featuring state-of-the-art life-saving medical technology for a growing community. More information is available at ourpathforward.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Live from Corpus Christi, Texas, welcome to the Cathedral Sunday Mass, where the gospel is proclaimed and our spirit refreshed by the real presence of the living God. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with all of you.
Amen.
My brothers and sisters in Christ, to prepare ourselves to celebrate these sacred mysteries, we pause for a few moments in silence, and we call to mind our sins. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do. Through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask, Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Let us pray. Keep your family safe, O Lord, with unfailing care, that relying solely on the hope of heavenly grace, they may be defended always by your protection. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Thus says the Lord, share your bread with the hungry, shelter the oppressed and the homeless, clothe the naked when you see them, and do not turn your back on your own. Then your light shall break forth like the dawn, and your wound shall quickly be healed. Your vindication shall go before you, and the glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry for help, and he will say, Here I am. If you remove from your midst oppression, false accusation, and malicious speech, if you bestow your bread on the hungry and satisfy the afflicted, then light shall rise from you in the darkness, and the gloom shall become for you like midday. The word of the Lord.
Just my
A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. When I came to you, brothers and sisters, proclaiming the mystery of God, I did not come with sublimity of words or of wisdom, for I resolved to know nothing while I was with you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. I came to you in weakness and fear and much trembling, and my message and my proclamation were not without persuasive words of wisdom, but with a demonstration of spirit and power, so that your faith might rest not on human wisdom, but on the power of God. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "You are the salt of the earth. But if salt loses its taste, with what can it be seasoned? It is no longer good for anything but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city on a mountain cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and then put it under a bushel basket. It is set on a lampstand, where it gives light to all in the house. Just so, your light must shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your heavenly Father." The Gospel of the Lord.
My dear friends, today we as a parish join with our parishes of the diocese in participating in the Bishop's Stewardship Appeal. In a few minutes, we will watch together a message from the Bishop to assist in the efforts of our diocese to serve our brothers and sisters in various ways. I ask that we give our attention to his message and be prayerful in regarding generously.
Through a love for one another and the love of Jesus Christ and the love for the people that we want to serve, we become one. I need the help of each one of you.
The annual Stewardship Appeal is a time for giving and assisting the bishop in his responsibility to serve the people of South Texas. With your support, prayers, and generous financial assistance, the burden becomes light.
It's just us coming together in our diversity to serve out of love one another, but to serve those most in need.
Last year, our fellow Catholics across the diocese pledged more than $1.7 million to directly assist hundreds of thousands in our communities through multiple ministries. Your donation is helping educate our youth and young adults, counseling for individuals and families, and providing immigration assistance. Your financial gift helps care for our retired priests and training seminarians. Your support is reaching men and women without a home or job, without food or clothing.
We volunteer and we separate foods and we put them in like boxes so other people can have food.
For me, it means hope, even if you feel like you've lost everything.
I store my things here. I take showers. I do my laundry. And it's kind of brought me a little bit closer to the Lord, too.
Mother Teresa's transitional house for men, that's where I live right now. And all of them are just trying to get ahead enough to get out in the street on their own and have normal jobs, normal lives, normal everything.
We're on the move. it's not just the immediate needs, those for sure, but every contribution is also helping us move well into the future and to help us prepare to build the church now and in the future. I'm very proud of campus ministry that's going on throughout the diocese. The other thing is, I do not want Catholic schools to be neglected or ignored. And I also want parents to have a greater flexibility and option to be able to send their children to a Catholic school, whether it's in a parish or whether it's an independent, such as Bishop Garriga or St. John Paul II High School. But I want that to happen, but I need help. But I've decided this year to increase my own contribution because, again, as I talk about looking ahead, I just see so many things out there that we could address that we're not. It's very important for everyone to be a part of this, and it's just amazing if we all do something. It makes a huge difference in helping us to build the church, not just maintain the church, but to build the church.
Thank you for helping us feed the hungry.
Well, firsthand, I've seen the differences making in people's lives. So thank you very much for helping us out.
From the bottom of our hearts, we just want to say thank you for all of your help and all of your support. We wouldn't be able to do really any of this without your help.
You've helped me, and you've helped countless others that you probably will never meet.
I just want to express my gratitude to you. We can do so much when we do it together. And so your gift is making the church stronger, the body of Christ stronger. Thank you.
Good morning, all of you. I hope that the video that you have just seen has enlightened us to again open our hearts in a very generous way to be, as the scripture reminds us of this day, light of the world. A light that indeed sees all the needs that are there, and a light that brings hope to those who are in need of our assistance. My dear family, this year's Bishop Stewardship Appeal, it is an appeal to you and me. The prophet Isaiah reminds us that the Lord says, do not turn your backs on your own. And who are our own? Is it just the Catholics, the Christians? No. It's all humanity. It's everyone. For everyone is created in the image and likeness of God. And so we are called to be, by our baptismal call, part of the mission and part of the ministry. And yes, we all have different roles in the ministry of Jesus, but we all have a part. And this is a particular way that we are called to help. And so I encourage each and every one of us to be mindful of all that indeed goes into the care of our diocese. And when I say our diocese, that's you and me. Yes, with our bishop. But we are the diocese, for we are the church together. And we are called to be living stones and open hearts for our families, for our schools, and for our entire community. And so I want us to let that light shine and don't hide it, as the scripture reminds us of this day, and to be true to our calling, to be part of the mission. And again, there's no such thing as small parts, which means there's no such thing as small donations. For it all collectively makes the difference that it's meant to make in our world. And that is why it's so important that when you saw what was there in the video, very short, but in that short 4.5 minutes, you saw an array of how we serve the diocese. Beginning with Mother Teresa, sister here, right here, who takes care of, is Sister Rinzi back? No, not yet. She's still gone. But I know Sister does so much along with the other sisters there at Mother Teresa. But also our retired priests who are over at John Vianney, who have done so much for us. And in a very special way, I'm going to ask of you, please pray for Monsignor McGettrick, who has done so much for us. And he is more in need of our prayers than anything else, who has been a laborer of love and who has served us so beautifully in our diocese. And of course, we just keep him in our prayers in his time of suffering. But I ask that you and I together be true to that light and assist where we can. And many a times we can be distracted by the world, and we can draw our own conclusions that keep us from seeing the one that we serve. We serve Jesus Christ, my dear family, all of us. It's him that gives himself upon this altar. It's Jesus that gives himself in the word proclaimed. And what does he say to all of us? Do not neglect your own, and do not neglect each other, but be part of the mission that we are all part of by that common baptism. For through that baptism, we serve the one Lord, and he's the one who's calling you today to be part of serving all our brothers and sisters. May we take that to heart and do our part. If you've participated in years past, please, I know you received something in the mail. I encourage you to fill that out and turn it back in. If you've never participated, you're still here, not too late to get started and to be a part of this wonderful mission that we can only do together. We can't do it alone. We must do it as the Lord has formed us to do it in his body of Christ, his family, the ones that he has entrusted this beautiful mission to care for those that are in need. And this entails the whole diocese. And so I thank you from the beauty of our mother church here. Let us have that motherly love, that savior love, that always looks at the mission at hand to serve, to be salt of the earth that brings healing, and light of the world that shatters all the darkness. I pray for you, and please pray for me, that we all do our part to truly and make everything possible to serve God in such a way. Thank you. The envelopes are in your pews if you need one. If you already, again, have them at home, I encourage you to please fill those out if you haven't done so. But again, let us all do our part and be that light of the world.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Because God is our stronghold in times of need, we petition him with our prayers.
For missionaries who bring the light of the gospel to distant lands, may they be blessed with the spirit of wisdom. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
For civic leaders, governments, and international bodies, and for all who seek an increase in the charity throughout the world, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
For those who have no voice, may the Lord grant them a stronghold of faith and advocates to defend them. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
For the people of Corpus Christi Cathedral, that we love one another and share our gifts from God with others, showing all that we are disciples of Christ through our actions. Let us pray to the Lord. That the Lord give members of our military courage and strength against all enemies, both spiritual and physical, and hasten their safe journeys back to their homes and families. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
And for the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of Joe Cueva, Luisa and Francisco Garza, Sr., Robert E. Hagelin, Jr., Norma Irma Godoy Clerich, Lucille Sondern, and Oradia Garcia. And for all the prayers that we hold in the silence of our hearts and all our intentions, spoken and unspoken. Let us pray to the Lord.
Father of light, hear our prayers as we seek the grace to remain strong in our faith in the face of the challenges of this life. We ask this through your Son, Christ our Lord. Amen. Pray, my brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. O Lord our God, who once established these created things to sustain us in our frailty, grant, we pray, that they may become for us now the sacrament of eternal life, through Christ our Lord. And the Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Father, it is right and just that we should give you thanks and praise through Jesus Christ our Lord. For we know it belongs to your boundless glory that you came to the aid of mortal beings with your divinity, and even fashioned for us a remedy out of mortality itself, that the cause of our downfall might become the means of our salvation through Christ our Lord. Through him the host of angels adores your majesty and rejoices in your presence forever. May our voices, we pray, join with theirs in one chorus of exultant praise as we acclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, this gift, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread. And giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins, and do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. As we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you've held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world. Bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, Michael, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope in the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not in our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. And the peace of the Lord be with all of you.
Let us offer each other a sign of peace.
Behold, the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. And blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord, I'm not worthy you should enter into my home, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
O God, who have willed that we be partakers in the one bread and the one chalice, grant us, we pray, so to live that made one in Christ, we may joyfully bear fruit for the salvation of the world.
Hello, I'm Father Peter Lisadro, rector of the Corpus Christi Cathedral. And on behalf of Bishop Mulvey and the Cathedral family, we want to thank you for joining us for the celebration of the Holy Eucharist. May God continue to bless you and all of your loved ones with His love, peace, and joy, and may you always know how we carry you always in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you and keep you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by Christus Spahn Health System, making a multi-million dollar investment in a new state-of-the-art shoreline tower. For more information on the region's most advanced medical center with skilled physicians and highly specialized services like trauma, heart, surgery, and urology all under one roof, log on to ourpathforward.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System for their continuing support of the Cathedral Sunday Mass. If you have been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.